You might see some sticker shock or have some sticker shock when you open your insurance, your car insurance bill in coming days. And joining us to tell us what this is all about is Michael Riley. He is AAA Washington's Director of Insurance Sales. Good to talk with you, Michael.
Good to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, and so now this relates to this change here in Washington State where insurance companies can't consider your credit report or your credit rating when they set your rates, right?
That is correct. For the last 20 years or so, the insurance companies could use credit as a factor in setting rates, but the Office of Insurance Commissioner enacted a rule to ban insurance companies from using credit information to set rates effective June 20th, 2021.
So how is this expected to affect our insurance rates?
Well, consumers with high credit scores were essentially receiving a discounted rate on their insurance, whether or not they knew it. However, now with the removing of credit as an element in determining rates, it also removes that discount, resulting in a more expensive insurance rate without the consumer doing anything to negatively impact their rates. So kind of unknown to them, this is a big change.
So people with lower credit rating, are they going to see any benefit to this?
True, exactly. So people with lower credit will see their rates go down. The opposite effect is in play as well.
Okay. I don't know. It seems like the insurance companies just decided they need to make X number of dollars, and so they're just sort of rebalancing the teeter-totter there.
Well, in a sense, so the insurance commissioner, I guess, is the one balancing the teeter-totter with the ruling. The burden or the significant burden we see that might happen to many of our members is on senior citizens with high credit scores who live on fixed income. But this could be a real detriment to them.
What about, it sounds though like there are people, though, and I don't know if it if it correlates to if someone with a bad credit rating, maybe they are struggling a little bit more financially. So maybe they're the ones who deserve the break. Is that I would suspect that's the thinking behind this change.
I believe it is. Yes, I do believe it is. Although, you know, in the sense of losses, claims, the folks with the higher credit scores have less claims. But again, this is an insurance rule that's in effect, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. So there are some things that consumers can do if their rates are going up to help offset that.
What are some of those things they can do?
Well, one would be to look for discounts. As a AAA member, we have a AAA membership discount on many auto policies in the state of Washington, so that's one. There's also driver improvement programs. And I mentioned earlier, senior drivers, there is a course that seniors can take. It's on AAA.com, and insurance companies give a discount for that. And on the other side of that equation, for youthful drivers, there's a teen driver awareness program that can earn those teenagers a discount on their insurance. Additionally, making sure you bundle your insurance with one company. There's significant discounts for auto, home, and home auto discounts on those policies, so that's always a good idea. And finally, relatively new to the market, but here to stay, is usage-based insurance. And that's where you actually, insurance companies track the way you drive, and mostly it's around the way you accelerate and the way you brake. If you're really quick at the accelerator and really hard on the brakes, that typically leads to a bigger frequency of accidents. So avoiding those kinds of behaviors is a good thing. And by monitoring that, insurance companies can give a discount to those folks that don't, you know, pull out real fast from those stoplights and approach those stop signs with a hard brake. So that's those are some ideas around how you might be able to save.
How do they keep track of that? Do they have some kind of a device that plugs into your car?
Yeah, they used to have the device in the car, and I guess a few companies still do, but now it's just another app on your phone, which is pretty amazing. You can, you know, click on the app and you can track your results as well on a daily basis, kind of like, you know, tracking your diet or seeing how many miles you walk. You can track your driving behavior and recognize whether you get a happy face or a sad face after a given commute.
Well, yeah, maybe you're not aware of how heavy your foot is. Yeah, exactly. Well, some good advice, because some of these rate increases can be pretty hefty, up to 20% perhaps.
Yeah, we're starting to see those just today, looking at the renewals coming in, and there's There's some that are even greater than that. On both sides of the equation, as you mentioned earlier, you've got some folks going up in the mid-20s, but you have some people going down in the mid-20s at the same time.
All right. Well, once again, check your insurance bill. Do what you can to limit how much you're paying each month. Michael Riley, the Director of Insurance Sales with AAA Washington. Great to talk with you, Michael. Thanks.
You bet. And, you know, and I would say that we have a number of folks on the phones today answering members and non-members' questions around this. So if you need help, certainly go to AAA.com, find an agent, and we're here to help.
Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
You bet. Thank you.